I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello.
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we are parents who game and gamers who parent.
That's us.
Episode number 104, y'all.
I know. Keep counting on.
And per our usual process, we can talk about what's going on in life this week. We're still early on in the school year, the second week of school.
Yeah.
We just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
And probably smoother than the first.
Let's not jinx it.
Going in the right direction. Faith is definitely getting better about being dropped off at school, like probably with each passing day.
Yes.
And getting more comfortable with her class and stuff.
Also because she knows that her crocodile tears are not going to work on you.
Yes, it's probably a little bit easier for me to drop her off. I can get her to go in the class a little bit easier, but That's all going well. Dylan's doing good in his new school and new class. And
yeah.
A lot has changed for him, but he seems to be doing very well with all the new stuff.
I know. And last week he actually asked me like if he could buy lunch one day from the cafeteria. So I said, sure, if you want to. I mean,
yeah,
I'm happy not to pack him a lunch.
Yeah, one less lunch you have to make.
Exactly. So we went through the menu and we found one day that he liked, which is obviously pizza. So he will try and get his own lunch that day. I'm excited for him.
And it's cool that he wanted to try something new that he's going to have to figure out, you know.
Yeah, grabbing the tray, lining up, all that stuff.
Ordering his own food.
Exactly. And even paying with his own ID card.
He's like a full-on grown-up now.
I bet he's going to feel so cool. He might think, like, I have a credit card now.
Yeah, he's going to start trying to order stuff when we go out.
That's true.
Here's my card.
That would be funny. He would think that his card works everywhere else.
Yeah. Like their fake credit cards that they have here at home.
I know.
But that's not the only one that has had some changes recently relating to school.
That's true.
What about you?
I am now a PTA mom.
There you go.
I didn't even know that I was going to be like one of those moms. I used to like make fun, you know, before I was...
Yesterday? The day...
No, before you started all this? Before I had kids, like... I used to watch those reels, you know, by, what is it? Call Me Chris, remember?
Yeah.
She will always show, like, the different moms they have in school. Mm-hmm. So, I never thought that I would be a PTA mom. Like, I find it pretty cool. I mean, so for me, it was my dad when I was in, like, my schooling years. It was my dad who was the PTA parent.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be so involved and get to know all the teachers. And he was like, I think the treasurer in the PTA. And all the events or meetings that he was involved in, I never really see the benefits of it, apart from seeing him nosing around in school a lot, checking on me and his son, my brother. So it was funny. Like, it never occurred to me that I would be like that too. And
Here we are, always somehow ending up a lot more similar to our parents than we think we would.
I know. I mean, like, as a kid, I'll be like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here, Dad? And then suddenly, like, now that I'm a PTA mom myself, I'm actually, like, I feel that love that I didn't see back then, you know, from him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's, like, out of love that you want to be, like, involved in your children's school, involved in the children's activities.
Yeah, because you'd never be involved if it weren't for them.
Exactly. So, just being able to, like, be around in that school, you know, makes me feel more less anxious, I mean, more secure that mm-hmm. I'm near him. The separation anxiety is real. Anyways.
Even though we live like right across the street.
Too. I know. But it's different when you're there. So
well, you're even closer than before.
I know. And I'm in charge of the library. Well, not in charge. I'm the chair for the library. Not to sit on. I don't know. They call it the library chair. I assume that's like the chairperson or something.
No, you literally, you there and then kids sit on your lap.
That would be great. No, I'm kidding. Not any kid, just my kid. I'm like that parent liaison between the middleman, between other parents.
You don't
get
paid, you don't work for the school. Like, you're not the official librarian.
Yeah, I'm not the librarian.
But you get a hush.
Now, I get to help the librarians put the books back and... I don't know, help with book fair and stuff, but yeah,
book fairs were always cool. I always liked those as a kid, like, I don't know, checking out all the new cool books. I loved what were the name of those books? The Captain Underpants books.
Okay.
Did you ever see those or read those?
I've seen them. I've never read them though.
They just look really silly, and obviously they sound really silly. Mm-hmm. And that's
probably why I didn't read it.
Like, I remember being like in 4th, 5th grade and liking those books. Really? And everyone seemed to like them. It wasn't like something that to like be embarrassed about. But yeah, those books were, I don't know why I remember those like over pretty much any other book that I would see at like book fairs and stuff. But I don't know. The book fairs were kind of cool as a kid, as far as schools go and, you know, books and libraries and stuff.
Yeah. But you also know that I love libraries, right? Like literally, yeah. I have spoken in podcast episodes before that, like, when I was a kid, during my childhood years, I would spend my weekends in the library. And even nowadays, I would still go to the library when Dylan's at school. I'll go there to get books for Faith and Dylan. Well, I say I'm getting books for them, but actually I'm just like enjoying reading and just hanging out among books. It's like so therapeutic for me. Anyways.
I remember reading more as a kid than now, like definitely. Like I had a phase where I was reading... more like, I remember reading a lot of like the Goosebump books.
Oh yeah, I read those though.
Like there was a lot of different ones, right? And mm-hmm. it's not like they had like pictures or anything, but like they were easier to read.
Very
and
easy, actually.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining is the word. True.
And I remember like my mom would take me along with her to like run errands.
Mm-hmm.
And like I would just be walking through the grocery store following her with like a book in my face.
Ooh.
Like trying to walk and read at the same time.
Is this before, like, portable consoles?
Yes. Well, I probably had a Game Boy at the time, but I had a phase where I was into books, too, so...
Okay. Fair enough.
I enjoyed that. It was fun. It's hard. That's tough now with, like, all the...
responsibilities.
Entertaining things. Well, not just that. It's just, like, in my spare time, I'm probably not going to enjoy reading something as much as playing something or watching something.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it was helpful and good for me as a kid to, like... at least read some.
Oh, true. Yeah, and I just want to instill that in our children, that love for reading.
Mm-hmm.
So just going to the library was like a favorite thing to do. And I was just surprised and excited when I was given that role. So yeah, happy to be involved as a PTA mom. And we'll see how... this would go. I think I'll be there for like 8 more years, right? Including Faith's years.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we are still zoned there.
That's true.
Then,
that's
you know,
true.
That'll be like 8 years that our kids will be, at least one of them will be going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for both of them to be going there.
Like, yeah.
To be going to the same school at the same time. That'll be kind of cool. And yeah, that's kind of the new stuff. You got your dream volunteer position at the library.
True.
I know you wanted to spend more time with the library, so it was perfect for you.
Exactly.
As you know, we like to talk about things that our kids do and share stories. And another one happened this week where Faith she's getting better at going to preschool, but yep. Every night when I tuck her in, she's always like, where are we going tomorrow? And I know what she's trying to figure out, right? She wants to know if she has to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I don't know. We're going to wake up and have breakfast and get ready. And then she's like, and then what? And I'm like, well, then you have school. And she's always like, ah, I don't want to go to school. And then, as I know, that's what she's thinking about when she goes to bed. And there was one morning this last week where it was time for her to get up for school. So I went to her room to wake her up. Because normally I do wake her up because she's still asleep. But I walk in her room and her bed's empty. Right? I open the door, like her sound machine's still on, her nightlight is still on, like, and she's just not in her bed. And like I hadn't seen her since the night before, right?
Yeah.
And so like I immediately like walk back out of her room and I'm like looking for her, like, did she walk out already? And then I literally go find you on the other side of the house and I'm like, have you seen Faith this morning? Like, she's not in her bed.
I know. And I'm like, nope.
And then I was like, did she like sneak off in the middle of the night? Like, did someone come in and kidnap her? Like, what the heck is going on? I was starting to get a little bit worried because I couldn't find her. And then I go back in her room again and I check in her closet. And this is as I'm like checking everywhere throughout the house. And I find her sitting like in the corner of her closet, like behind her clothes, like hiding because she doesn't want to go to school. And being extremely quiet too. It's like most kids, like even when they're playing hide and go seek, they're really good about making noise.
Yeah.
Whether it's them talking or, you know, knocking stuff over or moving stuff, they're not usually that good at being quiet. And she was being a ninja here. And I was relieved to finally find her. And then I kind of immediately occurred to me that she was hiding because she didn't want to go to school. So that was kind of the funny story from one of our mornings this week. Didn't turn out to be too big of a deal, but she still was fine going to school. But I just thought it was funny that she woke up on her own before I had a chance to wake her up and was like, I need to go hide. Like, that's the first thing she thought about and did, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on in your mind.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny and wanted to share that. But what about for you? Anything cool for life this week?
So this week, one of my mom friends has a birthday celebration, and she wanted to go to this axe-throwing place. So she got, like, a group of us that were close to her, you know? Together to do some axe throwing, and I think it was everyone's first time except me. But
I feel like axe throwing is not that common of an activity. That's, I mean, true. We've done it, but I feel like once. I don't see a ton of places that are like, oh, come in and throw axes.
Yeah,
you know, but I every time I see a place I'm like, oh, that's fun, we should do that.
I know. I mean, I like it after our first axe throwing experience. So yeah, I was the only one who've done it before, but still, my score was terrible. Yeah, not a pro yet, obviously. But I did get it in a few times. Mm-hmm. Well, more than a few, but yeah, it was fun. I think I was...
I've seen you do it. I think you're pretty good.
I was better at it than bowling, that's for sure, so...
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't celebrate their birthday at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty fun. And then we, you know, just hung out a bunch of moms. We were being super loud. And it was kind of like dawn upon me why mom friends are important to have. Because just watching them like grow with you, it kind of like, just like watching them grow together with you. As in like when their kids were preschoolers and now their kids are in kindergarten. It kind of seems like they look more relaxed as well. And also they joined a PTA. So it was just nice to see when your kids grow at the same age and then the parents are growing too, together, you know, through the stages. Yeah. It's very heartwarming, I would say. But the axe throwing itself, it was very fun. And then they even had this paintball event right next to it. That I thought we could go in the future. We just need to get a whole big group of things. Like a lot of the ladies there, the moms there, want to do paintball. And they said like that's something that we could do with our husbands.
Yeah. Paintballing's pretty rough though.
I know.
And axe throwing I would definitely be in for, but paintballing I'd have to think about.
Oh, really?
So there was... Especially indoor. I don't know, like...
It was so cool. It was so big. And that place itself was like a big hall. And yeah. We have, like, tanks and stuff to hide behind.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Like, war tanks? Like, tanks?
I think so. Maybe it was Jeep. I'm not sure.
Either way, both those are kind of cool.
But yeah, but it's very like different. Big cars. I mean, they have a jet plane, like a single person jet plane, like above.
Like hanging?
Hanging, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a decor. Was pretty empty. It doesn't have engines and decor. Stuff. I know. Yeah. So it was like pretty cool place to be. But yeah, that would be fun. I look forward to when someone organizes a husband and wife paintball experience. I wonder if it's going to be like wives versus husbands moment. Whoa. Who's going to shoot?
Then I would play because I know I'd never get shot. So
whoa.
I don't have to worry about getting hit.
Oh, challenge accepted. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, that was it. Nothing much on the life part. I mean, those are already pretty big, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I know for sure. So this kind of leads us into the gaming update for this next one. But I know with Dylan being in his new class and new school and stuff, his teacher had everyone in his class download something called Class Dojo, I think.
Yeah.
Like an app, right?
Uh-huh.
And technically it's on your phone because Dylan's 5 and doesn't have his own like phone for this. But it is basically a way for like the teachers to communicate with the students, right?
Yeah.
Outside of the classroom, and is also like a point system in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where like the teacher can give points and then also the parents can give points.
Yeah.
Based on how the kids are doing at home.
Mm-hmm. And at school.
Yeah. So it's kind of a cool way to like, we try to incentivize Dylan to do things and be helpful around the house and stuff, you know, and give him change or, you know, for a while I was giving him like packs of Pokemon cards.
Oh yeah.
Right. Remember like that. The smaller packs. Just to kind of incentivize him. So this is kind of another thing, and it's kind of nice. It doesn't actually cost us anything either, right? You can just give him points. And I don't know what the reward is or if they're just competing with his fellow students.
So, yeah, you can use your points to, like, buy rewards or, like...
Like, through the school?
No. It's, like, in the...
App. In the game.
In the game, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So still, like, it doesn't cost anything.
You can get a reward by, like, 15 points is for screen time, and, like, 20 or 30 points was to get a new toy, kind of.
Oh, so, but the parents have to provide the prizes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So you still, I would say you still have to spend a bit of money for it. Like,
teacher, you're giving our kid too many points, and he keeps redeeming new toys.
Yeah. But he said like at school they could use their points to like use a machine or something in the library. I forgot what it is. Like a vending machine.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I'll know more.
We just kind of started this.
Yeah, I don't think like the teacher uses it as much as emails. I think she's more like into emails because I've messaged
her. I'm sure most parents are rather just like, just email me, like,
yeah.
Don't make me go into this new app that I've never used before.
I know. Plus, you need to pay. It's a subscription app, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Are we paying?
Well, right now we're having a free trial, but I think it ends next week.
What? Yeah,
I know. It's not even cheap.
Okay. Well,
just FYI. Anyways,
that's new.
I know. Yeah. Is the school paying? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just another subscription.
Uh-huh. And then inside the app, the kids could build stuff. And
it was
so
like
this
a
is,
game also. It
yeah,
almost
it's
looked
like a game.
Like Minecraft, but like third person.
Using a blocks. Yeah, third person like Minecraft.
And you have like an island that you share with your classmates or something.
Yeah, and then like you build your own base, which Dylan's building. And the first time he was just trying it out, he just like lumped a whole bunch of like blocks together. And I actually went in the next day to delete it all. Because when you delete it, you get it back in your inventory.
Okay.
And then I rebuilt a bit to kind of like show him like there's a wall and a window and a door and a stairs. So he goes off that now.
You're like, Dylan, what you built was amazing. It was really good.
No.
But I fixed it.
I told him that the game kind of like restarted itself. Oh, mom lie. And I told him like he has to build it like more strategically with stairs and walls and stuff. So now he's doing that. So I'm teaching him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll just be a pile of bricks on top of each other. I'm like, what is this? It's not a room. It's a mount. An end mount.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I'm not sure if that's part of life, but it is also a game. So
yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's a bit of both, and we can go into the gaming updates right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So since we've been talking about Dylan, the last couple of days, he has also started playing Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Yeah.
Which is cool because this is his first time playing a Pokemon game besides like Pokemon Stadium
or Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, which both those games, if you're not familiar with them, are very different than like your normal Pokemon game, where traditionally in Pokemon games you are like a trainer and you get to explore and catch Pokemon and train them and level them up and eventually evolve them and stuff. And so he's kind of getting to do that. And it's difficult because it being like a 3D games now, it's not like the old Game Boy games where you're just kind of moving up, down, left, and right, and you don't have to actually throw Pokeballs at anyone. Like, it just does it automatically.
Yeah.
And so in this game, like, he's having to, like, you know, hold one trigger button down and then try and aim at the Pokemon and then, you know, and then release and let it go, and hopefully he hits it. And you, at the same time, you have to kind of be sneaky. So it's a lot harder.
A lot of tactical moves.
Yeah, compared to like older Pokemon games, which, yeah, I think he would be better off kind of playing at this point. So he's kind of getting it. I saw him get a couple of good, you know, good ones.
I know. I was surprised because when he started playing it earlier, I know he started the other day, but today when he played it again, he was complaining nonstop. Like, for reals, I tell you. I already have a 3-year-old. I didn't need my 5-year-old to, yeah, like whine about it. So I told him, you know what? You can just turn it off and save it for another time. We don't have to do it now. Mommy's busy. I can't play that with you at the moment. But he persevered. He was so persistent to learn and to do it. And he actually did it. So I was like kind of proud of him that he didn't just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
But we'll see how long it'll last, because I know the Pokemons get harder. I remember I was like frustrated with that game.
Yeah, I think as long as he gets like that, that's probably the hardest part, is actually hitting things with the Pokeballs, is like as far as like aiming it. And because it's not like you're shooting something, like you're throwing it. So there's a lob to it. So like depending on how far away they are, you have to like aim higher. And so it's not as simple as like point and shoot.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So once, if he gets the hang of that, he'll have a much easier time with, yeah, this game. And it's literally, he's only sat down and played it 2 times.
Yeah.
So I think he's still trying to figure that part out, but it seems like he's getting it. So if he gets past that, I think he could probably get through the game.
I think I should just introduce him to Pokemon Go first. And
that's hard because you have to time that and like angle it right.
Really? I don't remember it being that hard. I thought Arceus was harder than Pokemon Go.
Probably similar. I mean, Pokemon Go is like not really a little kid's game because it's like you have to travel around and well, you'd be like, Mom, it's just 1/2 mile away. I'll be right back. Like, I'm just going to run over there and go check in or whatever to get the stuff. I don't remember how Pokemon Go works exactly, but it was something like that.
They've changed it like to the point where my friend said, like, when they're driving on a road trip or something, like, the kid had their Pokemon like running by the side of the car or something. I don't know. Could see it running.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
So you can have a pet attached to you now, I guess, and run with you wherever you go.
Yeah, I haven't played Pokemon Go like since we first came out.
Yeah, like, that was our date thing.
Yeah, yeah. When we first met, like Pokemon Go was big, and I think I had already stopped playing, but you were playing it, so I like
started back.
Like. Yeah.
Go on a park walk with me to catch stuff.
Yes, all because of you.
All because of me. Yeah, to catch me. Not, and that was a catch you wanted.
Yeah.
Anyways. A wild Joanne has appeared.
Yeah, so that's what Dylan's been playing. He's kind of taken an indefinite pause on Mario and Rabbids. I think that game is probably a little bit too hard and strategic for him.
Yeah.
So
he's only 5.
Yeah, so that one, maybe he'll come back to at some point. I'm still playing through it, although I'm a bit further than he got. So I might talk about it from time to time. But I didn't play any of that this week.
Okay.
But I did get to play a lot of Marvel Snap. And a few things about that. So I talked about the last league that we had, which was essentially like a group of 30 people And you get points when you win, you lose points when you lose, and you try to have the most points over everyone in your league.
Yeah.
And you get rewards based on what position you place.
The top three, right?
Yeah. Well, so everyone gets rewards depending on how well you do out of the 30. But the top three people got a unique Deadpool emote that you can use. And that was what I wanted the most. So I wanted to be in the top three. And so I tried really hard to get into the top three and stay there. And I ended up getting ranked 2 for that first round of the leagues. And I got my emote. And I was happy to get my emote. And I started using my emote. And everything was good. And then like a few days later, they sent out like a message to all players that there was some kind of issue with leagues. And so they're just going to give everybody this new emote that I like tried so hard to make sure that I got.
That you grind for.
Yeah. Like I played way more Marvel Snap than I normally do for like, you know, one morning.
Basically. I can vouch that.
Yeah. To make sure that I got it. And they just kind of gave it to everybody. So it was like, why did I
even do this?
Try. So like, if I had known that, I would not have like stressed out about.
You know what this reminded me of?
What?
I tried so hard and got so far. Yeah. In the end, it really didn't matter.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. And so I was kind of bummed that now it's just an emote that everybody is going to have and not only like 3 out of every 30 people. So not really a special emote anymore. A lot of games do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like oftentimes I'm benefiting from that.
Uh-huh.
But this is the one time where like I deserved it and I got it. And then like they gave it to everybody. So I was kind of bummed about that. But they just had a second league. Mm-hmm. So this is the second time we've done that. And it just ended like this morning. And I didn't really, I just did my normal stuff, just my normal missions. I didn't like play extra because of league or anything. And I ended up getting a 5th, which is still not bad.
Yeah.
I didn't get, they didn't actually offer like a special emote. Maybe they're just going to give it to everybody again, I know, right? This time.
You're like bomb already.
Yeah. So there wasn't really anything that I really wanted. I just played it kind of normally and I got 5th, which I felt like was still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and I'll have a lot of stuff to talk about with Marvel Snap this week. I hit rank 100 today, which I forgot to tell you. So I normally tell you when I do it because it's a like once a month thing and a pretty big deal.
Okay.
But yeah, I hit rank 100 today, which doesn't happen every season.
Congratulations.
It did. Thank you. Thank you. And it was with a new deck that like I kind of just started using a few days ago. And it doesn't really feel like it's that good, but I was able to win with it. So I guess it works.
Now, are you able to stay at 100?
Yeah, so now I can kind of do other things or, like, literally just do the missions. Like, now that I hit 100, there's not any point in me playing that mode.
Okay.
I'll probably switch over to, I think it's called Conquest,
mm-hmm.
to get, like, free variant and some other rewards. And it should be an easy rest of the season. I think we still have, like, 3 weeks left.
Okay.
So I beat it kind of early.
Hmm.
So that's cool. I can kind of back off a little bit on Marvel Snap on the normal play. That's it for that game, but I've also been playing a lot of League of Legends at night after the kids go down.
I don't know how you get that energy. Must be because you're younger than me.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. And not Swarm Mode anymore, because I'm pretty sure that's gone. I've just been playing the normal 5v5 mm-hmm. map.
Okay.
And branching out on the characters that I normally play as, like, so specifically trying some that I've never really played as before. And sometimes that goes well, and sometimes that does not go well. But either way, I'm still having fun with it. But what about you? What have you been playing this week? Or are you still going cold turkey?
No. This turkey got to warm up some. Did I just call myself a turkey?
I think you did.
Ah, that's funny. Anyways, last week I went full cold turkey and it was too long. I mean, I think it was like 5 days, but still that seemed too long for me. 5 days of school, you know. And this week, because Kevin's back, I guess I felt more like relaxed that Faith's drop off is easier.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly like, if a kid is crying during drop off, it just like ruins my whole morning. You know what I mean? Like, I get that mom guilt about like leaving them at school. Am I doing the right thing? You know, all that.
Yeah.
Anyways, this week that didn't happen, right? So that I think I did go online twice this week, just like for an hour or so to get my fix.
Like during the day, which was unusual because normally we always have at least one kid here.
Mm-hmm. And now that when both kids are at school and Kevin's working and I could just hop on my computer for an hour or so while checking emails, PTA emails. And then I hop on and just game for an hour just to get that fix going. So I think I did that like on Monday and Thursday, maybe. I don't know. Like the days that I wasn't out having meetings with PTA or with other mom friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know that like this upcoming week will be more busy because there's a book fair coming up and the library would need me more. So probably less gaming. But I haven't been gaming at night at all. Like I think I'm like flat out by 9 p.m. And that's why we didn't stream last week. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Because your wife was so tired. Mm-hmm. Still gets... it still takes a lot of getting used to the whole new routine and schedule, but yeah, it's funny how like just a new season of life could change a lot of things, whether it's from newborn or toddler or elementary. It's like every day it's a learning curve for us here.
Mm-hmm.
As parents. Yeah. So I have a gamer guilt now, not a mom guilt, but gamer guilt of not gaming as much.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got to some, even if it's during the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's we haven't been doing it that much together.
Yeah.
You are doing it when I'm working, and I'm only able to do it when the kids are down and you're
usually
going to bed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out. Oh, so on those two times that I played, it was the same game that I have been playing this past few weeks. It's Rolling Hills Make Sushi Make Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just funny. So I was out with my mom friend the other day, one of my mom friend, who is Japanese, and we were talking about making sushi in real life on one of the days.
You've been practicing that, haven't you?
I know. That's so funny because that would be my first time making sushi, and this game Rolling Hills Make Sushi Make Friends, it's kind of sounds like the story of my life.
Yeah, making sushi with your friends.
Exactly. So I'm now level 14. I don't see much changes except... So there's not much change on it since like I started playing it, except a few to honorable mentions is that like you get a new recipe on every new level. So I level up, right? My restaurant. Yeah.
So now makes, I'm level like, 14. Orders more complex basically because there's a more... variety of things you could be asked to make? Is that what that means?
Not really. It's still like it goes by whether it's a sweets or fish or vegetarian or I forgot what was the other one, like spicy meal or something, but everything's still the same. You just have different quality. It goes by quality. So
oh, okay.
And then obviously I mentioned before that we have to hang out at a cafe to increase friendship points with people.
That's the whole making friends part?
Yes. You hang out with people, make friends, and then there are Easter eggs laying around as well, like mystery gifts or a fishing spot where you see bubbles, like part of the water is like bubbling and you know that you could fish something out from there.
What is it? Is it more fish or...
No, it's like sometimes secret? It's a potion or sometimes it's a potion to make your food better.
Oh, I would think it would have to be like a,
sometimes
an
it's
animal
a fish.
Or something.
Yeah,
I don't know where the air bubbles are coming from if it's a potion or something.
I don't know. And then sometimes it's just a soda can. So it's very random what comes up from there. And there are also like soda cans laying around that you have to pick up and then you can exchange it, recycle it for money. Although I don't know why, but that's just part of the quest.
Okay.
It's probably a game made recently to, you know, more social, no, more environmental friendly.
Yeah, your games need to be environmentally friendly now too.
Yeah, and then there's this traveling chef who gets new recipes for you. And I don't see this traveling chef often. It's not there. That character is not there all the time. So yeah, from time to time, that chef would appear, and then you can buy recipes from that chef. But one thing that I don't like about the game is that buying the food at the market is so exhausting, because for every food that ingredient that you click on, you need to click it like 5-6 times, and there's like 18 items that you need to buy.
Wait, you mean like, is it like, are you sure? Are you really sure?
No, it's
confirm
like...
confirm that you're sure.
This food is a fish, right? And then you click, okay. And then this food makes your seafood meal more appetizing. Click okay. And then it goes like, are you, it costs this much. Do you want to buy it? I was like, yes. And then I click it again and it says, it's a pleasure doing business with you. Click okay to proceed. And then it's like, oh my gosh, so many clicking. Yeah.
Wow.
Or enter. Actually, it's enter, pressing enter. But just to do the 18 times 5. So yeah,
That seems excessive. Should be like one to click on what you want and then one more to confirm
that
that's what you want.
Even two is enough.
And that's it.
Yeah, I don't have to have that conversation. Have a good day. Nice doing business with you, all that.
Or you should be able to like check a box to like not show that again.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the only thing about it. And apart from that, I didn't play it much. I think once I reached level 15, which is like part of the quest, then I'll see if I want to continue. Because it's actually supposed to be like completion time of the game is only 9 hours. So
have you already played it for 9 hours?
I don't think I have. Because every time I play, it's only like just an hour. But
yeah,
I'm level 14 now, so we'll see. Once we hit level 15, maybe it'll be like, congratulations, you're done.
you fed everyone sushi and everyone is your friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Most likely that's a completion point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it for what we have been playing this week.
Yep.
We want to talk about new games?
Yes.
Okay. So the new games that have come out this last week are Tactical Breach Wizards on PC, Concord on PC and PS5, End Zone 2 on PC, and World of Warcraft, The War Within. And lastly, Core Keeper on all consoles and PC.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so World of Warcraft, if you've been listening to us very long, you know that we like World of Warcraft. We like that game. Although it's been a little while since we played it, just because it is subscription-based and also very life-consuming.
It does consume you. Yeah, it's life stealing.
It's life and gaming stealing. It's like it takes from both sides. Like most games, you can kind of fit in whatever spare time you have.
Yeah.
And then WoW's like demands more than that sometimes, it feels like.
Yeah.
But anyways, that new expansion is out. So don't think we will try it right away, but at some point we might, right?
Yeah, or maybe I could try it without you.
No.
What?
It doesn't work that way. If you're going to play it, I'm going to play it. So just to check it out, I honestly don't know like very much about this expansion. Like I've seen like one or two trailers, but I haven't like researched like what is changing, what's the new stuff,
what's
like,
the lore,
you know, what's people are getting excited about with it, right? And that would normally get me into the game a lot faster, like at launch and stuff. And so, at some point, maybe we'll. There's just still a lot of other stuff that I want to play right now.
Yeah. So, when did I join? When you introduced it to me, it was...
in Shadowlands.
No, it was before Shadowlands. I guess you're right. It is Shadowlands.
We had to level through some of the other expansions to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the Shadowlands expansion, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what we played the most. And then, of course, Dragonflight, which has been this latest expansion. And then this next one, The War Within. And
okay, I don't know, so we didn't really miss it. Much. We like stopped halfway through Dragonflight then.
Not even halfway. I mean, okay. I think we did it for like
a quarter.
Maybe 6 months. Less probably.
That's long enough.
Yeah. And then we kind of stopped. I mean, that's probably one of the expansions that I played the least.
That's true.
And I think with just life getting busy and the podcast and like wanting to play other games.
Because we have other subscriptions too, like Game Pass.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep.
Yeah. I feel like WoW is like the kind of game that you would just have it and stick to it for the rest of your life and not play any other game, right? It's that kind of game that works for a lot of people. That's why.
It's very like carrot on the stick of like, oh, you did this, now you can do this. Or like, we know you're working on this, but you could also do this.
Yeah.
You can make an alt, or like you could go and, you know, after collectibles or achievements, or like there's something for everybody to like go and do and spend countless hours on. That is just, it's yeah, if you try it, if you try to win the game, you're gonna lose your life.
That,
it's gonna, it's gonna take all of your time.
That's a nice quote. I've never heard.
Yeah. So anyways, I know also Concord was on that list for new games. That game looked kind of cool. I think that's like a, it kind of seemed like somewhat like Overwatch as far as like team fights, and you know, you pick a different character that can do different things.
Okay.
It looked like I'd probably enjoy it more than Overwatch, but it's still, I'm not like super into those kinds of games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not going to try it at this point, but it is, you know, it is out now. I know they had a few free to play weekends a little while back, and I could see why people might like that one. The others, I don't really know anything about. So we can go ahead and jump over to the Game Pass games.
All right. New one Game Pass this week is Atlas Fallen on Xbox Series X and S, PC and Cloud, and Core Keeper on Xbox Series X and S, PC and Cloud.
And so that Core Keeper is a day one release on Game Pass.
You're right.
And I checked that one out, and it's like a four-player co-op kind of 2D top down, like almost looked like those old Zelda games, you know, and it so
bad.
Almost like Minecraft Dungeons.
Okay.
But I think the draw to me is that it is co-op. That's kind of the coolest part.
Mm-hmm.
That might be kind of fun, but it doesn't look like something I'd play by myself, that's for sure.
Yeah, it says, is it up to four people? Or you must have four people.
Actually, I'm reading this now and it says from 1 to 8 players.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So you could play with more than four people or one person, whatever floats your boat.
We should try it out if it's co-op. It's been a while since we did a co-op.
Yeah, true. And it's on Game Pass, so we could. Yeah.
But that is it for new games this week. So we jump on to where everyone can find us.
Yes. You could find us over on Twitch on our channel there at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we are supposed to stream every Tuesday night. At
9:30
p.m. Central Standard Time. Although the last 2 weeks we have missed for various reasons. Last week,
due to school starting,
we didn't do it because we were tired or something going on that day. And the week before that, I was traveling. So it's been a couple of weeks since we streamed.
Yeah.
And I think we are officially moving it up an hour as well for future streams.
Yes.
So it will no longer be 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It'll now be 8:30.
Yeah.
So we are moving it up an hour since our kids are going to sleep earlier.
And your wife is going to sleep earlier.
Yeah, everyone's going to sleep earlier and getting up earlier. So this was kind of a must change for our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So that will now be 8:30. I'm going to have to really focus on saying the right time going forward because I've been saying 9:30 every single week for like 2 years now.
That's so true.
So that's a change that we've, from what we've been doing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also find us over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
You can also check out the YouTube channel, Gamer Parents Podcast, where we post audio versions of every single episode.
Yep, give us a like, subscribe, a follow, comment, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would highly appreciate that.
The best place to come and hang out with us would definitely be the Discord server, where we talk about life and games all throughout the week. The link for that is in the podcast episode description, so you can click that and join the YouTube server and chat with us.
Yep. But that is it for episode 104.
So we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.